You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City County Health Department and University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire Police Department have announced the introduction of a new drug disposal box on campus. The drug disposal boxes are meant to give area residents an easy place to get rid of unneeded medications, lowering the risk of developing addiction issues or that a child or pet may accidentally swallow them. The new drug disposal box is located in the University Police Department's lobby on Hilltop Circle. Anybody can use the drug disposal box for free and completely anonymously. A Pierce County town is considering additional regulations for concentrated animal feeding operations. The town of Isabel held a public hearing on Tuesday regarding a potential new ordinance aimed at requiring CAFOs to obtain permits to address concerns over manure spread and pollution, as well as other infrastructure and environmental damage. The town currently does not have a concentrated animal feeding operation, but a massive proposed expansion by the nearby Ridge Breeze Dairy has prompted legal challenges to the state's approval of the plans. Transportation officials are reminding residents of a closure on Highway A near Chetek this week. The section of Highway A passing under the southbound Highway 53 bridge could remain closed for the rest of the week for demolition work on half the bridge deck. The closure is part of an ongoing effort to rehabilitate seven bridges along Highway 53 between New Auburn and Cameron over 2 years. Following the completion of work on Highway A, construction crews will move on to another deck removal project that will close Highway AA for a few days. Despite an increase in freshman enrollment, the Universities of Wisconsin announced overall flat enrollment numbers across the system this year. According to preliminary estimates released this week, overall enrollment at the university system dropped by less than 100 students despite the 3% increase in freshmen. UW officials say the flat enrollment numbers could be related to a decline in the number of international students attending the universities, with visa bans and processing delays discouraging those international students from enrolling. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is calling on agricultural workers to push back against fee increases by the DATCP. The license fee for the Animal Market Class A category would increase from $420 to over $7,400, and the registration fee for truckers moving livestock would jump from $60 to nearly $400. The increases are scheduled to go into effect in July of 2027. The DATCP says fees haven't increased since 2009, and the agency needs more revenue due to decreased federal funding. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is reporting the loss of federal grant funding for two programs. DPI officials say they were notified on Friday that federal funding for the Wisconsin Deafblind Technical Assistance Project and the State Personnel Development Grant have been canceled. The Deafblind Technical Assistance Project was in the middle of a five-year, $550,000 grant cycle, and the Personnel Development Grant would have brought in over $10 million over 5 years for special education teachers. The Pierce County Board of Supervisors will give additional consideration to increasing funding for county libraries at their meeting this month. The issue was first raised in the board's August meeting, with county library directors requesting an increase in County Act 150 funding from 90% to 95%. They argue that changes in operating expenses like payroll or utilities and the circulation of items should justify the additional funding. The Act 150 legislation requires the county to reimburse public libraries for the services they provide for county residents. The Wisconsin Beef Council and Gather Wisconsin have introduced their 2025 Prime Rib Trail as part of an effort to showcase restaurants across the state. The 16-restaurant trail includes four locations in the Northwest Wisconsin region, including Chicken Chasers Bar and Grill in Fall Creek, Jake's Supper Club in Menominee, Lehman's Supper Club in Rice Lake, and Pine Creek Pit Stop in Ashland. Residents can also nominate their favorite restaurant for consideration in the 2026 Prime Rib Trail on the Wisconsin Beef Council's website or on social media. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that archery and crossbow deer hunting season opens this weekend. According to a press release, the two seasons will run through January 4th, except in counties and subunits that have extended their seasons through January 31st. DNR officials say the early archery and crossbow seasons are a great opportunity for hunters to harvest antlerless deer before additional hunting pressure changes their patterns. Bonus authorizations are still available in a number of counties. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is reminding residents to check a used vehicle they're planning to buy for potential flood damage. According to a press release, water damage can be difficult to spot and could cause mechanical and electrical issues. Before purchasing the vehicle, residents should check for a damp or musty smell, look for water signs, discoloration, or mud in the engine, and test the functionality of all electrical components. Buyers should also consider having their own mechanic inspect the vehicle. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. That has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes we are better off as moviegoers when there are no huge blockbusters being released. True movie fans can take advantage of the variety that becomes available in theaters post-summer, and such is the case this weekend. This week's openers are headlined by Downton Abbey, the grand finale. The Crowley family finds themselves at the center of a public scandal as they move into the 1930s. I never really watched the show, so I don't have much of an opinion, but the film has a built-in fan base and a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for something that is the exact opposite, check out The Long Walk, a thriller based on Stephen King's first novel. The film tells the story of a group of teenage boys taking part in a contest where they must maintain a certain walking speed or they get shot. Not for those seeking whimsy, but it is pulling a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, The Wait Is Over is the sequel to Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2 hits the big screen. No reviews are in, but none needed. Let's go to the movies. If you're a fan of horror flicks but not the theater, there is a creepy new hit film you can now stream from your couch. Weapons has just dropped on various streaming platforms. The film was a hit in theaters, raking in over $143 million in just 5 weeks. The story is set into motion when a group of children run out of their house all at the same time in the middle of the night and disappear. The Zach Cregger's film that stars Amy Madigan, Josh Brolin, and Julia Garner received a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Leonardo DiCaprio says he will slow down a bit when it comes to acting roles. The Titanic star told People, he will be more picky when it comes to the roles he takes. His new film, One Battle After Another, is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, who also directed one of Leo's faves, Boogie Nights. DiCaprio says he couldn't do Boogie Nights because he was shooting Titanic at the time and doesn't regret the decision, but if he could go back in time, he would do both Oscar-nominated films. One Battle After Another hits the big screen September 26th. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, Bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog early, then expect skies to become mostly sunny. It'll be a beautiful September day with a high of 76. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 56. Warmer on Friday with partial sunshine, a high near 80. Mid-80s by Saturday. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.